If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Ooh, this is a good one. 8 proven ways to stop being shy and quiet. Does the idea of social interaction send panic waves through your body? Yeah, it tends to do that for shy people. But even if you've been the quiet type your whole life, there are lots of things you can do to build your confidence, become more charismatic, and get rid of that social awkwardness for good. Here are 8 tips on how to do just that. Counting down from number 8. Replace your negative inner voice. Shy people can be highly critical of themselves. If you have a tough inner voice constantly judging you super harshly and putting you down, then you'll be more prone to removing yourself from social situations because you expect to be judged by others just as relentlessly. Think about it. If a person regularly beats themselves up for their mistakes, the things they can't do, or they compare themselves to other people, chances are they'll want to stay home all day long and not see anybody. That's why you've got to replace that tough inner critic with a friendlier, more supportive voice. You need to treat yourself with the same kindness you'd show a friend. When that inner critic has something to say, talk back and prove it wrong. To do that, you'll need to… Number 7. Embrace your strengths. Everybody's good at something, and you're no exception. Shy, quiet people are just as smart, successful, competent, and interesting as extroverts. The only difference is that shy people might have a hard time talking about what makes them so unique, so others don't get a chance to notice it. If someone asks you about yourself, this is the time to speak up about the things you're great at. Maybe you're an avid reader, have an amazing taste in music, or are really good at your job or studies. If you don't talk about your accomplishments, no one will ever know about them. Not to mention, this is a great exercise in increasing your self-esteem and quieting that harsh inner voice of yours. Take some time to think about the things you're really good at or topics you know a lot about, and come conversation time, that information will be your secret weapon. Speaking of which, number 6. Offer information. Being in a large group of friends or acquaintances can be an awkward experience for people who suffer from social anxiety. But still, don't wait for others to ask how you're doing, how your projects are going, or what you did this weekend. Take the initiative to tell your friends what's going on in your life. Your close ones will appreciate you sharing this information and keeping the conversation going. The same goes the other way around. Remember to also ask your friends how they are. Talking about yourself and asking others about their lives seems like an impossible task for a shy person. Because it means, well, talking and having people look at you. I know you'd rather be a fly on the wall and wait for others to pull you into the conversation. But if you want to overcome your shyness, actively offering information is a must. Number 5. Don't advertise your shyness. You know, it's all too easy to apologize to others for an awkward interaction by saying something like, "Sorry, I'm really shy." But by advertising your shyness, you're only trapping yourself in this label. People might not even see you as quiet or awkward until you bring it up. And from then on, they'll only be able to see you that way. There's nothing wrong with being the shy one, but holding on to that label can really set you back if you sincerely want to open up and be more conversational. And what if someone else brings up your shyness themselves? Just try to keep it casual. You can tell them you don't see yourself that way, or just brush it off. Number 4. Practice your body language. Body language tells you so much about a person. In social situations, people who feel awkward or shy might cross their arms or legs, avoid eye contact, angle their body away from others, stand or sit further away, or lower their head. They might also hide behind their phone or always keep it in hand. It's important to be mindful if you do any of these things, and change your body language to be more open and friendly. Sit or stand up straight, keep your head held high, and maintain eye contact. Assume a comfortable body position that's angled towards the person you're engaged with. And of course, put your phone away and listen. Even if it feels weird for you to use confident body language at first, these poses themselves can actually start to build confidence in you. Number 3. Start saying yes. Now, if you're shy, you're probably skilled at declining invitations just to avoid social interaction. You might even come up with excuses or go out of your way to avoid someone or some event. But when you say no, you create a barrier that closes off opportunities. Next time someone asks you if you want to go to dinner or join them with some friends on an outing, try saying yes instead. If you see an acquaintance at the mall, don't run away and hope they don't see you. If this is someone you like, then just approach them and start catching up. Saying yes can be empowering, which is a real confidence booster. Plus, if people are constantly inviting you out with them, they obviously like you and want to spend time with you. So go for it and hang out with people who care about you. Number 2. Stay in the moment. If you're out with a group of friends and you've said something incorrectly or you think you sounded foolish, it gets that critical inner voice going and you get so caught up in your self-demeaning thoughts that you totally disengage with what's happening at the present time. Your brain can even start tricking you and telling you how your friends are totally looking at you like you're some kind of idiot, when that's absolutely not the case. To stop that vicious cycle of anxious thoughts from ruining your night out, you've got to put all your focus in what's actually happening. If you feel you're starting to be led away from the conversation by your own thoughts, a good trick is to start asking follow-up questions to who's ever asking at the moment. This will serve as a good distraction for you, and the people you're with will feel glad that you're listening. Number 1. Do the things you're scared to do. It's worked for others down through history. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "You must do the things you think you cannot do." Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain." And this one, "Conquering your greatest fear can sometimes turn it into your greatest strength." Oh yeah, I said that one. Hey, overcoming shyness isn't just about learning to talk to people. It's also about the basic principle of doing the things you're scared to do. You learned earlier that a fear of being judged usually plays a big part in being shy. Maybe you've always wanted to dance in a club, join a sports team, or give a speech in front of a crowd. But you've always been way too shy to even think about it. Start by practicing to face your fears with the help of someone you trust. If you've always wanted to sing, for example, you could go to karaoke night with a friend. This way, you know that no matter what people think, you have a friend that's right there to support you. Once you've done that, well, the sky's the limit.